This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Josh from the DBCC, and today I'm going to be speaking to Sarah about the recent 5K mud run that we did called the Warrior Adrenaline Race that Sarah took part of as part of the 30-strong team that we entered. So, first things first, Sarah, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23 years old.
And how long have you been training at the DBCC?
About 2 months now.
And what is it you do for a living?
I work in marketing in the film industry.
Nice. So, before you joined the DBCC, what kind of exercise experience did you have?
Not too much. I used to do sort of quite long running, just once every 2 weeks. I wasn't that fit, to be honest.
Okay. And had you done anything similar to the Warrior Adrenaline Race previous to doing it with DBCC?
No, never.
So looking back to before you were at DBCC, would it have been something that you'd considered doing?
Not at all. I don't think I would have even looked into it or had the confidence to do it.
No, really? How come?
Just looked like my worst nightmare, to be honest.
So what was it that actually motivated you to join Team DBCC and actually do it?
I think you guys and the 6am crew sort of persuaded me to do it in the end. So yeah, I just went for it.
That was nice to see. So Sarah trains at 6am on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And you had like a little community.
Yes, yeah. Got a come, nice crew, yeah.
Come and do it with you, yeah. Which was nice. And you actually brought some friends, which was really good.
Yeah, I did.
Who were honorary Team DBCC members for the day.
For the day.
So talk to me, how did you feel on the morning of the race?
We were really nervous. Me and my friends drove up together. Just had a light breakfast beforehand. We were quite nervous. Didn't really know what to expect. But it was so good at the end. So really glad we did it.
Did you have any expectations of what the race would be like?
I think we looked on the website the night before, which I kind of wish we hadn't, because we saw the YouTube video and it just looked awful. But that's the only thing we saw. That's the only thing we knew. And we just knew the length of it. It was 5K.
And how did you find the atmosphere on the day when you arrived?
It was awesome. Everyone was so lovely there, really encouraging. And it wasn't daunting at all as soon as we got there. So it was really good, really positive. Positive vibes.
And were you nervous when you lined up at the start?
I was really nervous. I think I sort of got the giggles. I found it quite funny at the start because I was so nervous. But it was good. It was fine. Not too nerve-wracking.
And how did you feel 5 minutes into the race where you had kind of got into the flow of things?
I think the first obstacle was quite a shock, and there's so much mud. But I was quite worried about not being able to get over anything, but everyone was so helpful, and anyone can sort of get over the obstacles if they try hard enough, so all good.
Good, good. And was there any, like, favourite obstacles that you had? Any less so favourite?
I think the worst one was going under the tunnel into the river. Because it's just so wet and so dark, and I think my girly side came out. I think the best obstacle, I'm a bit scared of heights, so the fireman pole was quite a challenge for me, which was quite easy for everyone else, but glad I did that one in the end, because I could have easily walked past it.
And so you found it rewarding to kind of conquer some of your fears along the way?
Yeah, really, really rewarding. There's a real sense of achievement once I finished it, which is great.
So what kind of advice could you give someone who possibly has done running like you have, but hasn't ever done a mud run?
I think there's quite a lot of running, but it's not too much. I think the obstacles make it so much more challenging and rewarding. You probably haven't done half the stuff before. And it was really nice to just get outdoors and just get in the mud and just have a bit of fun. And it's not all hard work. It was a lot. It was quite funny, actually.
So, the last question, will you be doing the next mud run with the DBCC?
Yeah, definitely. Count me in. I'll bring my two friends as well. I'm sure they'll be happy with that.
Awesome. So, that's a little insight into Sarah's first experience of a DBCC mud run. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.